to me, which was Walt's Tavern. And Walt really was nice. This is 1968. He actually loaned me $200, which was a lot of money. And I rented a slum house and subdivided the rooms and rented them to students for enough to pay the rent. And I bought groceries and cooked dinners for enough money to pay for the food. And then I got two jobs and I thought, I have a problem. What's my problem? I thought my problem is I drink too much. So the solution is drink less. I didn't know about alcoholism, and I cut back to where I could function. And then every time I drank too much, I cut back. And then every time I cut back, I drank more. More, less, more, less. If you collect credits and you live, you graduate eventually. And partway through this process, I was seized with a certainty that God, in whom I did not believe, wanted me to be a minister. I thought, you're weird. It was not happy, joyous, and free. It was that feel, if you've ever had a traffic accident where you have a long skid followed by a crash, you reach the point during the skid where you know you're gonna hit. You can turn the wheel left, you can turn the wheel right, you can play with the pedals if it amuses you, but you know you're going to crash. It was like that. I knew I was gonna end up a minister, and I thought God would keep me from flunking out. No, I plunked out again. But I got back in again, and then God rigged it, so I was admitted to Princeton Theological Seminary with a horrible academic record. I graduated the same way. I flunked out, I got back in, collected credits. Somehow I graduated. I have a big diploma from Princeton. It's all in Latin. I have a diploma I can't read from a school I can't remember. But I'm educated, and it looks good on a resume. And then God rigged it, so I got ordained in the United Methodist Church. There are usually ordination exams with questions like theology and ethics and church history and Bible. My exam had two questions. Actually, the first one wasn't even a question. It was a statement. It was, we understand you're a friend of Ed's. Yes. And are you happy here? Yes. And I got ordained. It was rigged. And I had a starter marriage during college to Kathy. And being a drunk, I assumed marriage was about food and sex. So I'd come home at 6 o'clock, what's to eat? Do you want to have sex? Something about that lacked charm. And after 2 years, she left. I was crushed. How could she leave a wonderful guy like me? But she found a way. And then I got married to Priscilla, and I thought there was something defective about my first plan. What do I do with this new marriage? And I figured out how to be married. One day I was at the Volvo dealer. I had a new Volvo, and I had a parishioner in church who had a new Chevy. And he had his exhaust system falling off, and they wouldn't do anything for him. He was really angry. And the logic was this: it's a new model year and there are no replacement parts, so we can't replace the parts. We could weld it, but the Chevy won't pay us to weld it because we're supposed to replace the parts, but there aren't any. So they wouldn't do anything for him, and he was really angry. They duct taped it together and he left really mad. And it was my turn. I was getting an oil change. And they said, well, we replace both side mirrors under warranty. I said, why? They said, because the backing was flaking off. I said, wow, my experience is totally different. You're completely screwing him, and you're giving me two new mirrors. They said, yeah, well, Volvo is really different. They said, their standards are really strict. It's not just that we fix the car. We have to fix the car in such a way that it confirms in the customer's mind that they made the right choice to buy a Volvo. I thought, I bet that would work at home. Marriage is a customer service issue. So when I go home, the way I come through the door should confirm in her mind that she made the right choice to marry me. See, I was clueless. You know, my family motto is, our love may be insincere, but our hatred is always genuine.